Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Thursday, March 31st, day 19 of 9/11 on trial. I'm Lisa Giuliani, and this is Wing TV.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. As everyone has heard by now, Terri Schiavo has died. And even though this trial deals specifically with 9/11, what we're doing also is using it as a record of our times and our lives. And this has played out in the public arena for all of our lives. It's touched everybody. And
I want to correct you. Terri Schiavo has been murdered.
Right. That's a better way. And if you look at the Wing TV homepage, you'll see that the lead article above a picture of Michael Schiavo says murderer. And there's no other way to put it. And all we can say to him is that we feel pity on the blackened soul inside of his body, because the fate that awaits him is far worse than the torture he ever did to Terri. So we would never want to be him.
No. Today's testimony deals with Witness 15's seismographic data. Let's join Judge Alan Kirkpatrick with the proceedings.
Please be seated. Court is now in session. Today we will continue with the people's case against the United States federal government in regards to the events of September 11th, 2001 at the World Trade Center Towers in New York City. Let us proceed. Witness, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Your Honor, today we have witness number 15 who's going to speak about the seismographic data. Witness number 15, please state your name for the record.
Sheena Teisinger.
Thank you very much for appearing today. My first question to you is, we have thus far heard extensive testimony from various witnesses and experts speaking about controlled demolitions and bombs being set off inside the World Trade Center towers. Is there any other physical evidence to corroborate this testimony?
Yes, seismographic data.
And where was this data recorded?
At Columbia University's Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory.
Okay, and where is this facility located?
In Palisades, New York, 21 miles north of the World Trade Center.
Okay, and what does the data from this facility show us?
The Palisades seismic record shows that, as the collapses began, a huge seismic spike marked the moment the greatest energy went into the ground.
And when precisely did this happen?
The Palisades seismic data recorded a 2.1 magnitude earthquake during the 10-second collapse of the South Tower at 9:59:04 and a 2.3 quake during the 8-second collapse of the North Tower at 10:28:31.
All right, very good. And when did these jolts occur?
The strongest jolts were all registered at the beginning of the collapses, well before the falling debris struck the Earth.
Are you saying that the most profound seismic activity took place before crashing debris struck the ground?
Yes. The energy source that shook the ground beneath the towers was many times more powerful than the potential energy released by the falling mass of towers.
And what do you attribute this to?
According to Dr. Lerner Lamb, the director of Columbia University's Center for Hazards and Risk Research, as quoted in Earth Institute News, most of the energy of the falling debris was absorbed by the towers and the neighboring structures, converting them into rubble and dust or causing other damage, but not causing significant ground shaking. Lerner Lamb also added, the ground shaking that resulted from the collapse of the towers was extremely small.
All right. With that in mind, did the impact of each jetliner hitting the towers cause any seismic activity?
While the aircraft crashes caused minimal earth shaking, significant earthquakes with unusual spikes occurred at the beginning of each collapse.
And how do these spikes that occurred at the beginning of each collapse compare to the spikes created when the towers actually hit the ground?
The two unexplained spikes are more than 20 times the amplitude of the other seismic waves associated with the collapses.
Okay, again, when did these spikes occur?
As the buildings began to fall.
Okay, that's very important. What do these powerful initial bursts that occurred as the towers began to fall indicate?
Quoting author Lerner Lamb, a 10-fold increase in wave amplitude indicates a 100-fold increase in energy release.
Okay, could you put this concept into some type of perspective for us?
Seismologist Won Young Kim told the American Free Press that the Palisades seismograph registered daily underground explosions from a quarry 20 miles away. These blasts are caused by 80,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate and cause local earthquakes between magnitude 1 and 2.
Okay then, so the seismic data on the morning of September 11th that occurred as the towers began to fall and before they reached the ground was 2.1 for the South Tower and 2.3 for the North Tower.
Correct.
And this is equivalent to the force created by 80,000 pound underground ammonium nitrate explosions from a quarry 20 miles away?
Correct.
Okay, considering your testimony, what does this seismic activity tell you?
These unexplained spikes in the seismic data lend credence to the theory that massive explosions at the base of the towers cause collapses.
And you can determine this from the seismic data?
Yes. David Ray Griffin writes in the New Pearl Harbor, in regard to author and researcher Eric Hufschmid, the shocks increased during the first 5 seconds and then dropped abruptly to a lower level for about 3 seconds and then slowly tapered off. This pattern, Hufschmid suggests, reflects the fact that the first explosives detonated were those near the tops of the towers where the steel columns were the thinnest. The shocks got stronger as the detonation pattern, controlled by a computer program, worked its way down. The final explosives at the base of the tower and in the basement had to break joints and columns made from 100 millimeter thick steel. That's about 3.93 inches thick, so they were powerful explosives.
And this is when we see the most volatile seismic activity?
The seismic data peaked when the explosives in the basement were detonated. The explosives stopped then, and the rubble continued to fall for another couple of seconds, resulting in small seismic tremors.
Okay, such a scenario then may sound ludicrous to some people. How would you respond to those that have misgivings?
Mark Lazeau, president of Controlled Demolition Incorporated, who was responsible for the World Trade Center cleanup, was asked whether he thought the vertical support columns gave way before the connections between the floors and the columns. He responded, "If I were to bring the towers down, I would put explosives in the basement to get the weight of the building to help collapse the structure."
Very well. My final question, I would like to thank you very much for appearing today. Would you characterize Lazeau as an expert in his field?
Yes. As president of Controlled Demolition Incorporated, they refer to themselves as the innovator and global leader in controlled demolition and the implosion of structures.
Thank you very much for appearing today. No further questions, Your Honor.